Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. It's day three of the Sister Said Spotlight. Let's get started. Hello and welcome back to Tweet Trends. Today is day three of the Sister Said Spotlight. And in today's spotlight, we are putting Marguerite Johnson, better known to you as Maya Angelou. And everybody pretty much knows that she was a poet, an activist, a scholar. But many people don't realize the other side to her. She was a calypso dancer and an opera singer as well. Okay, I see you. Now, her quote is, "I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Now, this quote is one of those controversial ones because people are like, we don't think she was the first one to say that. And, you know, I'm not here to argue. All I'm saying is, I know that she said it because it was included in one of the things that she learned in her 75 years of life. And so we know that she said it. Whether or not she was the first one to say it, I'm not even pressed about that. The idea, though, is in the words. I've learned that people will forget what you said. Let's stop there. People will definitely forget what you said because, first off, they're not even hearing you when you're saying what it is that you're saying. You can say a simple thing to a person and they're not going to catch what you said. They're going to take it in, interpret it, and it's going to come back out as what they got from what you said. So it's easy to see and say that people will definitely forget what you said. Next part, people will forget what you did. Oh, that's a definite, because when we do things for other people, especially if we have had to go out of our way to do the thing for the person, we definitely remember it. But they may not, because the value may not be in what you did. The value may not be in how you did it or the fact that you did it at all. So, yes, people will definitely forget what you've done. But that last little piece there, people will never forget how you made them feel. I'm sure each one of us can go back to a time in elementary school where a teacher may have said something really positive to you and it just filled you up and you were so proud. Or the opposite may have happened. A teacher may have said something to you and it just like kicked you in the gut and just took all your air and your energy and everything away from you. Or maybe it was a parent or a so-called friend, or, you know, people, when there's a feeling attached to the event, the words, whatever, it has a longer lasting effect than anything that a person could say or do for you. That feeling that is invoked by those words, that's the thing that's going to last with you. It's going to remain in your spirit because, honestly, I feel like feelings, it's all about energy. And you receive that energy into yourself. And especially when it's good energy. When it's good energy, oh, you will remember it for a lifetime. You will be bigging up that person and shouting them out. Be like, I remember back when so-and-so did such and such. As a matter of fact, one of our later spotlights is on a person. And her quote came from somebody shouting her out, saying, this person used to say this to me all the time. And that thing stood out because it gave a feeling inside that was then, you know, giving birth to other things. It was regenerative, if you will. So once again, I've learned that people will forget what you said. They'll forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. So what's the big takeaway? when you go out today, tomorrow, the next week, month, year, whatever, when you interact with people, be intentional about that interaction. And when you give those good feels out to others, guess what? It's going to come full circle. Those feels are going to come back to you, and you're going to be shouting out that next person that came and poured into your life. But make sure when you are pouring into others that you're not putting out that bad energy. We don't want people to remember you for the bad feelings that you put in there, in them, in their lives. Let's make it good. Let's make it positive. Let's make it all about the good feels.